Trying to grab all the groceries in one trip? Oof, not how you would have done that. You know sometimes less is more. Like when you drive less and save with the USAA annual mileage discount. USAA, get a quote today.
Hey, it's time again for Check Off Chat, that program brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council that helps you understand where your beef checkoff dollars are being spent. And don't forget, dairy farmers, that involves you as well. Research, promotion, and education. And also along for the ride on Check Off Chats, our friends from the Equity Livestock Cooperative of Sales Barns. They invite you to check out the latest marketing opportunities they're providing you across the state, equitycoop.com. Caitlin Riley is in studio with us. She is the communications coordinator for the Wisconsin Beef Council and a busy young lady now that we're into the month of May. Many of you may not realize May is beef month in Wisconsin. And let's go to that point first, Caitlin. People are going to say, wait a minute, I thought it was later in summer. But Wisconsin wants to capitalize on the very first of our summertime activities. That's kind of why we loop May in, isn't it?
That's right, Pam. And people who are thinking, I thought it was in summer, they're not mistaken. It did used to be in July, but as we know, July is National Grilling Month. In Wisconsin, we figured folks are out grilling the minute that we start to see sunshine in 40s, if not even cooler than that. So why not capitalize on the kickoff to grilling season? We have holidays in May, like Memorial Day. That's a perfect time to gather around the grill. And it's a good time to celebrate our farmers, processors, truck drivers, everyone along that supply chain that makes our beef industry what it is.
And let's take that seriously, too. Although, obviously, I pointed out that some of these beef checkoff dollars come from the dairy industry. Beef is big business in Wisconsin at many different levels.
It really is. You know, we can even look at the economic impact of our beef industry. We've talked a lot, especially since COVID, about the need for our meat processors, those meat talent development grants that we saw on a statewide level. And we have more than 500 licensed meat establishments in 68 of our state's 72 counties. And when we're looking at that economic impact, that's $34.2 billion. You know, our cash receipts for cattle and calves is second only to the state's dairy industry. So meat and beef truly is robust in the state of Wisconsin, and we're proud of those facts.
Do always want to remind you, if you ever want to learn more about what the Wisconsin Beef Council is doing, upcoming activities, meet a farmer, need a recipe, beeftips.com is a fantastic resource for all of that, including great nutrition information that you may want. And of course, Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. Part of the reason I want to get that plug in early, Caitlin, is because you guys have got such a busy dance card in the month of May. Now, the Midwest Farm Report, we're going to be taking along for a lot of these things, but let's start with how the beef checkoff is kicking off May Beef Month. What are we kind of starting with?
That's right. Well, we have our Burgers and Buns Fun Run, and that's not to the end of May, but there's virtual opportunities that you can do throughout May. So this is our third time of doing the Fun Run. It's actually my first year in the Beef Council when we first started with it, and we did a virtual-only event where we mailed folks their race kits and donated all the proceeds to a charity, and we heard feedback from folks who said, you know what, we want in-person opportunities. The pandemic was kind of waning, and so we said, sure, why not? Last year, we held our first in-person Burgers and Buns Fun Run, and we're bringing it back this year in person, Saturday, May 20th at the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center, but we're making it a part of a larger event. So it's going to be the Fun Run that's a part of Beef Fest. And this Beef Fest is going to have a lot of hands-on educational opportunities for folks. So if you say, you know what, I'm not a runner, I'm not a walker, but I want to come and learn and have fun, we have opportunities for that. And the workshop that I'm most excited about is we had one of our board members, Wayne Lotzba of Crescent Meats in Cadott, the other side of the state, who reached out to me and volunteered to host a sausage-making workshop after the run. So we're going to have folks do their run walk, cool down, grab a burger, grab a beef hot dog, and come inside, and Wayne's going to show with his family how to properly season that beef and put it into casings for summer sausage snack sticks and hot dogs.
Neat. You don't get to see that every day,
no.
That's for sure. You know, and the other thing that we're kind of pointing out here, folks, is, like we said, the diversity of Wisconsin's beef industry and the partnerships. Wisconsin Beef, for a long time, has partnered with the Heart Association, athletes, triathletes. And that's another reason why the Burgers and Buns Fun Run really ripples through the goal of the association.
It really does. And what was so fascinating last year was when we saw the participants at this in-person fun run. I was kind of expecting to have a lot of beef friendlies, right? Familiars in the industry. But there were folks who were using it as a warm-up to the Green Bay Marathon. Someone came down from the Superior area for this event. So we're connecting with people and educating them about the significance that beef can have in a diet, especially if they are athletes and looking to utilize that protein for building their muscles and recovering.
Now, we're talking to Caitlin Riley. She is a communications coordinator for the Wisconsin Beef Council. This is Checkoff Chat. Again, like I said, beeftips.com has wonderful resources available for you, as does Wisconsin Beef Council on the world on social media streams. And thank you also to the Equity Co-op for coming along with the ride as well. Let's talk. That's just one of the events that are staged up for celebrating May and Beef Month. What else have you got up your sleeve, Caitlin? I know that I can see the list from where I sit, and it's lengthy.
It is lengthy. And one of the events that we have going on that I think I'm most excited about, but my executive director, Tammy Vossen, has been putting the most work into, is a visit from a Japanese trade team. We talk a lot about how proud we are about the beef we produce in Wisconsin, and we want to make sure that we have those markets for it, whether domestically or internationally. And so Tammy's been working closely with this group and their food service buyers, and we're bringing them in to give them a look, a first glance at our beef industry, our commitment to animal welfare, that care, the environment, and showcasing the diversity of the products that we have here. It's being funded through the Wisconsin Egg Export Initiative grant. And so we're trying to counter stereotypes about Wisconsin's beef industry. We are America's Dairyland, but that doesn't mean that dairy can't play an important role in high quality beef that is produced and being sent out from our borders.
Explain some of the locations that those visitors from Japan will be stopping by. I mean, we're really offering them the best of the best when it comes to the story.
We really are. You know, one of the stops we're stopping at is Jerry Huth and Joshua Scharf. And those names sound familiar. It's because they're the Environmental Stewardship Award winners from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Region 3. The first time Wisconsin has ever won that award. So truly showing our state's dedication to environmental stewardship. We'll be going over to the Green Bay area, focusing on some of those major packers and processing facilities where they can see a lot of the dairy harvest that's happening in the state of Wisconsin. We'll also be visiting a Holstein steer feedlot where they can see that quality care and animal welfare that goes into it. So we hope that they'll ask the questions that need to be asked. They'll see firsthand what's happening in these processing plants, and they're also going to get a chance to do some sampling, some demos, you know, get the look, feel, taste, touch of everything that we have to offer.
Again, that's just part of the celebration. May is Beef Month in Wisconsin, folks. Get ready to celebrate. Caitlin Riley in studio with us. And again, we're not done there. That international aspect of sharing the story of beef doesn't mean that our celebrations or fun is over. We want everybody to be involved in May Beef Month.
We really do. And there's quite a few different ways that you can do that. Pam, I know you and your crew are going to be joining us for Madison Burger Week. That's an event that we've brought back with the Cap Times, an opportunity to folks to go out to their local restaurants in the area, sample a burger, vote for their favorite. And it's called Madison Burger Week, but a lot of these surrounding communities really do get involved. I know that we've met with Oakstone Recreational and Cottage Grove last year. Angie's our beef lady, went down to the Ready Set in Oregon. And what's really fun too is hearing the stories from these restaurants. I put down a couple of the testimonials that we have. I know last year the Cambridge Winery mentioned that they had a lot of folks from the Madison and Sun Prairie area come out to sample their burger, and they actually sold out of their product on 3 of the 4 days. I mentioned the Ready Set, and when we first met with them, they said that they're traditionally known for pasta dishes and goods like that. And now that they were showing that they have a burger to feature, people were ordering more and more of that off their menu. So it's really a great marketing strategy for these local restaurants in the area and a great way for us to promote new beef products on their menus.
Make sure that you're following us, MidwestFarmReport.com, Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook, because when we take off with that crew, it's a lot of fast videos, a lot of fun, a lot of sharing to encourage you to be a part. Caitlin Riley, again in studio with us. It is Beef Month for the state of Wisconsin. May is Beef Month. Let's make sure you're capitalizing on it from beginning to end. And like we said, you can always find out more about those events. Follow along when we welcome our international visitors. You can follow at beeftips.com, or as we said before, Wisconsin Beef Council, all across social media, and we'll be sure that we're sharing as well. Thank you also to our friends from the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association for coming along for the ride. EquityCoop.com, where you can find them. Caitlin Riley in studio with me, Communications Director from the Wisconsin Beef Council. That is Checkoff Chat.